This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brain Stuff, this is Christian Sager. Pushing buttons is super satisfying. A button represents a modicum of control in our chaotic world. In the moment of pushing, you are the brief master of your own fate. All the forces humankind have harnessed have come to bow under your fingertip. But does pressing buttons always have the promised effect? Do closed door buttons and elevators and pushed across buttons at crosswalks actually do anything? Well, physically speaking, the answer is not always. Psychologically, the jury is out. So let's tackle the physical section first. As of 2004, a representative from the Department of Transportation in New York City said that more than 75% of their crosswalk buttons had no effect on their traffic signals. And as of 2013 in the UK, transportation officials reported that an unknown number of crosswalk signals function automatically, regardless of whether anyone presses the button. The estimates that they could give regarding non-functional buttons ranged from 18% to 40%. But why? Many crosswalk buttons are relics of a time before signal patterns were controlled by computer systems to help streamline traffic. Removing the buttons, especially in large cities like New York, could cost millions. So, the folks in charge have generally chosen to leave them standing. In newer traffic control systems, for example, the split cycle offset optimization technique, some people just like to call it SCOOT. Well, for example, municipalities can program buttons to turn on only some of the time. Now, think of an intersection with lots of motor traffic 24 hours a day, but pedestrian traffic mostly during business hours. During the day, when walk signals will likely be useful during every signal cycle, the buttons don't work. The walk signal comes automatically. At night, when fewer people are on foot, you have to press the button to stop traffic and cross the street. Meanwhile, reports on the functionality of elevator closed door buttons vary by the source. The urban myth that they're usually fake or that they're only operable with the use of a key by emergency or repair personnel seems to stem from the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990. Its current accessibility guidelines specify that elevator doors must remain open for at least 3 seconds. In practice, this law may well render closed door buttons useless to the particularly impatient of us. But there's no reason to think that they're all or even mostly placebo buttons. Yep, you heard me right, placebo buttons. This is the psychology term for buttons that are designed to not do anything. They're named after the placebo effect. In brief, the placebo effect is a confirmed phenomenon in which people experience measurable clinical results with fake treatments due to the apparent power of their belief in the treatment. In the world of buttons, placebos have been installed on purpose in some workplaces in the form of fake thermostats. According to an informal survey conducted by the online publication Air Conditioning, Heating, and Refrigeration News, that sounds extremely interesting, a majority of HVAC professionals have installed placebo thermostats during their careers, or 51 out of 70 respondents at any rate. It seems that managers sometimes hope that employees who would otherwise waste time complaining about the temperature will be placated by pressing a button, even if it doesn't change anything. After all, even the illusion of control can make us happier.
Check out the Brain Stuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.